Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola. And welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. It is a grandiose day on today because God gave us another opportunity here, and you have to literally believe that with your heart. We are about to finish up Let Your Work Speak for Itself, because actions speak louder than words. And this is the series on Financial Freedom Friday. I encourage you, go back, listen to this series. Not only listen to what we're talking about, but listen to the commentary. Hear yourself through our callers, and so that you can understand, what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to change? How is it that I need to think? And who is it that I need to become so that I can put in the work that I know I can? But I may not just be doing it right now. We have two scriptures on today, and I'm telling you, I know that this is going to unlock some mysteries for some people today. Because as I was reading it, I was like, wow. Is there anybody out there like me where God just wows them? Like, just in the midst, you'll ask them for something, and then like you're doing something else, and then here it is, the Holy Spirit just downloads on you the answer. OMG, you've got to seek the Lord every day with all your heart. Don't play games with that. Don't omit that, because I'm telling you, he has the goods for you. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Mark, two passages. First is Mark 11 and 24, and then Mark 29, 23 through 25. I need us to go to the Lord on this one right here, because he has given us the secret. Because I don't pray for myself as much as I used to when I was I wouldn't say younger in Christ. You know, they say babe in Christ. What is that? I'm talking about when I didn't know the power of believing and going to work with God and for God, which means for his people, before I understood that that was the key. When he said, have the mind of Christ, Christ did it for us. When I begin to understand that if I do it for you, if I do it for them, and it has nothing to do with how I feel, when I began to understand that, wow, did life change. But I didn't understand how to explain it. I would just say, serve, be a servant. When people are like, I don't want to serve, I'm stressed out. I don't want to serve, I got my own problems. I don't want to serve, I'm about to be put out. I don't want to serve, my light's about to be cut off. I don't want to serve, I can't think about serving because I'm going down. I get it. But then he says something about faith. And I need us to go to the Lord today to ask him to increase our faith. Because that's believing that God has our back no matter what in the world is going on. I'm going to say this again. I want you to catch the words. That God has our back no matter what in the world. He says that we're not of this world. no matter what in the world is going on. So many of us kingdom builders are focusing so much more on the world than on the kingdom. Father God, we come before you on this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we are so glad and glorious we're here in the land of living. Dear Lord, we're thanking you, oh Father God, for your Holy Spirit, the breath of life was breathed into us. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're coming into our own, the knowing that the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of us, and says that when we have the Spirit, we will have power. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're not just wanting to have this power, we are going out to use this power in your name. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that every giant is coming down right now. Every giant in your people's lives are coming down right now who are under the sound of my voice and willing to believe and pray and put in the work. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that people's legs are moving that have been standing still for months, for years. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that the Holy Spirit is illuminating their minds, that they are awakening like never before. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that they are going forth to do great exploits in your name. They realize that you are the one that will make their name great. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that it looks like there is no one with us, but it is more than an army with us. More with us than with them. Who's them anything or anyone who's trying to make us stoppable? Because we are unstoppable through you, Christ Jesus, who strengthens us, 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 no matter what it is. As long as we wake up and we open our eyes another day, we're waking up to fight not for ourselves, but to give your name glory. We honor you, and we know that meek ain't weak. So as we're operating in your strength and your might and with your mind, that everything we believe, so we're grateful and we honor you, and we seal this prayer with the blood, your son, our brother, Jesus Christ. Amen. Guys, listen, I am so excited. Like, I'm trying to speak in word and I'm going into my spiritual language, trying to make sure. And I'm not going to quench the Spirit of the Lord. And I apologize, Lord, if that is what I'm doing. I want you to have your way here for these people here on Financial Freedom Friday. I want you guys to come into the queue, and I want you to get ready to share. Let's read the word of the Lord together, because let me tell you something. I'm about to share with you, for those who still don't have enough confidence, who still think that the access doesn't belong to you, for those who still believe that no matter what you do, you're still not going to take your spot at the top, I have something for you today. In the book of Mark, verse 24 says, therefore, I say to you, whatever, anytime, I share this on Power Your Day all the time, right? And so sometimes you need to go and create, you know, those little cards that we used to have, the flash cards that you're trying to learn your spelling words, maybe for the spelling bee, a spelling test when you were a kid, or you were trying to remember definitions and all that kind of stuff. You know, why don't we use those sometime and make us some scripture cards that you walk around with, and maybe out of Power Start your day. Oh, wow, that's a huge, huge idea. OMG, thank you, Holy Spirit. But you need to get you some cards, and you need to go ahead and, oh, my gosh, Lord, I just got an amazing download. Thank you, Lord. So listen. You need to go and make you some of those things and walk around with these scriptures, right? Because I'll tell you the story after I read the word of the Lord to you. So it says, Mark 11, 24, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever. You need to put a pen there and you need to underline. You remember God gave you the desires of your heart, right? And now he's saying, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For those who know biblical numerology, the word you is referenced in this scripture 5 times. That is grace. You can't earn grace. I'm going to say this one more time, right? There is a huge secret. Do I sound excited? Do I sound excited this morning? Because I am on 10. I'm going to say this one more time because I got another passage for you. Now, did you hear me? It says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask, you ain't going to be bold enough to ask for something, but you really got to believe it. He says, therefore, whatever things you ask when you pray. So you can't come to God all plastic and all fake and all trying to be manipulating God. That's why if you have the word of God and you operating with pure heart, clean hands, you won't have a problem with prospecting and recruiting. Because when somebody hear your voice and when somebody see your face or they hear what you talking about, they automatically gonna believe you. Why? Because you believe God. Watch this. He says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. So he said, it's already yours, but you got to do these things here. Now let's go to Mark 9:23-25. Now for these Bible readers who knows the backstory here, and this is the backstory here about a father, and he had a son that had epilepsy, and so recognized with that. I had epilepsy up to about the age of 5. I would have seizures, and my grandma had the same thing, and it went away from her for like 40 years and came back in her older age and things like that. So, you know, when I tell you about my mom said, hey, don't be stressing, don't be whatever, I always keep those things in mind because it left my grandmother for 40 years. But let's hear this. He says, and trust me, I have some praying grandma. So look, Mark 9:23-25 says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, now mind you, this is believe again, the belief, right? If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So it talks about belief, and then here it's talking about if you, that's a conditional promise, mean that you to do this in order to get that. If you do this, then you get this. Okay, so if you can believe, all things are possible to them who believe. And then listen, the father of the epileptic son was smart enough. Well, I can't say you could have been that smart. It had to be the Holy Spirit because it's in a place of truth. This is where the Spirit will help you if you admit you ain't there. And so he says, immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, with passion, with, I want this so bad. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. That is a prayer. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Did you hear Jesus call the spirit out by its name? Listen. You dealing with fear? You dealing with doubt? You can't see it. You ask God to help your unbelief with all your heart. I can tell you this, if you believe it, you are automatically going to work for it. If you believe it, you don't have to see it to work for it. Oh, my Lord. I feel like I just want to bust out in tears right now for somebody on this line. Because they're saying, I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to read my Bible, and every time I'm reading my Bible, I feel distracted. All these things are happening inside of my head. The problems of the world are so big on my shoulder, and I don't know what I'm trying, Nicola. I'm trying to get closer to God, and I'm trying to believe that He wants me to be successful. I'm trying to believe, but I just don't know why I cannot believe. The Holy Spirit, part of His job, is not only to comfort you, but to help you. It's called the helper. Have you called for your help? Some people, depending on, I don't know, I'm not saying what, where you're learning the Bible, where you're studying the Bible, but listen, where you're supposed to use the Bible is out here in the world. This is how you become more than a conqueror. Now, I need you to hear me for a moment here. The word you, in our first verse, 7:24, it says you five times. The same way how I share with you guys in this business of network marketing, no one can do it for you. For those who sit on the side sulking at uplines, wondering why they're not helping you more, why they're not giving you more, because the word of the Lord says, listen, you got to do it for yourself. As much as God loves you, loves me, loves us, He can't even believe for us. He said, that part, I can't intervene because I gave my people free will, just like how I am free to create. I made them in the likeness of my image, so I cannot hinder their creativity. Do you know that a lot of people are creating havoc and chaos in their life? Do you know a lot of people are creating the problems in their life because they're just unwilling to put in the work? Hey, listen, hey, somebody, good morning. I just need to know who can hear me this morning. You need to come in on the line. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Press star and the number one if you can hear me on this morning. Let's come on in the queue here. Let me come on. The question is, because some people, they get on, they don't know, and they say, I don't know where to start. Number one, the question is, do you believe? And then if you don't be ashamed. Do not let the enemy try to trick you and make you feel like you have to have it all together in order for God to jump into your business. You got to give Him permission to, and in order for Him to do some huge miracle turnaround in your business. Do not make anybody trick you that you got to be smart in the fifth grade. You got to act, you got it all, know it all, in order for you to be successful in network marketing. But you have to be willing to call out to the Lord with all your heart and ask the helper for help. Let's open up the line. Good morning to you guys. Oh, wow, lit up line this morning. Good morning, 419, last four, 4338. Good morning to you, good morning. Okay, we're gonna go right to the next call, 706, last 0997. Good morning, we got a lot of people in the queue this morning. Good morning, and we're getting ready for momentum. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm amazing this morning. The question is, do you believe, if you're struggling with it, right? Do you guys understand that your testimony helps everybody else? If you're struggling with it, your belief that you really can take your spot at the top, are you willing to go ahead and ask for help?
I am.
Tell us where you are. Tell us, we want to hear. Because, see, a lot of people on the line, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people on the line every single morning. Some people can't even get in on the phone part. They may have to get on the computer. And they're afraid because they're saying, I'm not there yet. I'm not so spiritually equipped. That is a lie. is there. You just got to dig deeper. Where are you?
I'm in the battle of trying to figure out what I want to do in life and just wanting God to test my faith and use me and just build my courage to believe in him that he's going to work everything out for me that I'm going through.
Write that down. Did you know that even in that area, what you just said, you were making your request made known, but you just only said it here instead of in your closet, instead of in your quiet time, God, where you cry out to him from the belly and say what you just said here? I am telling you guys, this has happened to me. In times of my life where there was horrible things happening and I would be by myself and I cry out. You see, sometimes people would try to hinder you crying out because as a kid, you were spanked when you cried. People don't even understand that sometimes as a kid, you were either ignored when you cried or you were spanked when you cried. So we now are programmed that we don't want to cry out for help. You do that in your quiet time and watch. This Holy Spirit will not hear his children cry and not answer, not show up. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. This is a powerful secret. This is a powerful secret unleashed, powerful mystery. It's always been there, but until you're ready to go there, God can't show up. 863, last 47999. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's go on, guys. Here we go. Sorry. Here we go. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
You are a blessing to me. I text you 1 o'clock this morning. I'm new. And I'm asking God to just give me the boldness to stand for him in the walk. And be able to go forth and not only help myself, but I'm asking him to bless the labors of my hand with helping others and me learning and growing more into him. And I'm just praying that he give me the wisdom and knowledge to be able to power up in the networking and marketing industry as well, to know that I can, too, make it, because everything belongs to him. So everything that is in him, I want him to shower me with it and show me the right way and the right things to do with him being in me.
My God. Baby, you have an evangelical voice that will be like a clarion call to people if you open up your mouth for God. I am telling you right now. I'm telling you now that prayer that I pray for the team, most times when I say we go out and do great exploits in your name, and great exploits in your name, and we don't care.
Yes,
who
ma'am.
Knows who we are and whose we are, we'll never be ashamed of that. You continue to pray that, and you
yes,
will
ma'am.
Be able to be yourself and be, and let me tell you something, ain't nobody better than God. See, that's what we got to understand. I have seen the giants fall. I have seen the giants fall in my nearly 45 years of life. And they seem like they're the baddest thing going. And they would even come in as sheep in wool clothing, acting like
yes,
they're doing it
yes.
for God, but they're doing it for themselves. I have seen God pull them down. Don't you ever be afraid and don't be two-faced with God. I tell people, don't be bipolar with him now. Now, he ain't going to get mad at you. You get a little angry sometimes. He said, hey, you can even get doubtful, but turn to me. You can even get sad, but turn to me. But don't get two-faced on me now, because he said, I will not be mocked. Good morning. 217, last 43651. Go out there and just, I'm telling you, go on 10. Good morning. 217, last 43651. Good morning. Guys, you're probably on mute. You got to unmute and be ready if you come to queue. Last 470, last 8628. Good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. This today is so for me because I was just asking God yesterday, what is it, God? Why can't I move forward? What is it? And I have to admit today that I don't believe. Mm-hmm. So my prayer going forward from this moment forward is, Lord, please help my unbelief. I mm-hmm. thank you so much for this. And it's not mm-hmm. like I haven't heard that word before.
Of course.
It's not like I haven't heard it before. But it's, Lord, help my unbelief. Because what we don't realize is that our thoughts beget our actions. And so my thought is, I don't really believe it. Kim, you don't really believe that you can do it. But my prayer is changing today. Thank you so much for being obedient to God. Thank you so much.
Write it down and make it plain. God bless you. God bless you. Elder Kim, for those who are in there, that is one of my church sisters. And I am telling you, this lady is bad to the bone. She is one of the most powerful people I know, one of the most powerful prayer warriors I know. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you all, and the reason why when I begin to hear this and I begin to now cry, not for myself, I was like about to bust into tears. And I'm like, okay, I got to make sure that I get this across to the people, because they're saying, what's happening with me? People who know they can be successful, people who have already been successful. And do you understand, this is where people will tell themselves, I would say the hotline, or this ain't for me. How you gonna tell me free enterprise where you get to write your own check so that now you can write bigger and bigger and bigger checks to the kingdom ain't for you? How you can tell me that helping other people ain't for you? How can you tell me helping transforming lives ain't for you? Listen, I know I be all up in the Kool-Aid. I know it, I know it, I know it. But ain't no way this little girl right here will be able to see without God. I assure you. I assure you. And every time, because God has no respect to a person, just because I delivered a message, don't you think for one minute that I'll look and say, okay, Lord, well, what do I need to be believing for? Because you told me I'm a billionaire. So maybe I ain't believing at that level, because it's another level for everything. Everything, there's levels. Everything, there's levels. Everything, there's levels. So I'm praying with you guys. Standing in the gap, because we got to do this together. There's no way he intends it just to be one. Yeah, he positions leaders, but everyone who calls themselves leaders, we better be mindful of where we leading people to and what we leading them to do. Where we leading them to and what we leading them to do. And I'm leading you to the source. Because I can promise you, I don't have all the answers, but he do. Guess what? Pray, help your unbelief. Then you'll have more faith and you'll put in the work. God bless you guys. Financial Freedom Friday. We out.